Hey, you know that feeling when your mind won't shut off at night? Or the stress just keeps piling and piling up? What if I told you there might be a solution that you should check out? How about the folks at CBDFX? They recently sent me some samples. I know all about the CBD phenomenon these days, and I'm curious but a little bit skeptical. Well, I've been trying them out to find out what works best for me. There's a whole range of products, gummies, capsules, topicals, you name it. I've been testing their CBD and CBD night capsules. They're built to get you asleep fast and keep you asleep all night. CBN is what they call the ultimate relaxation cannabinoid and is packed with other natural sleep support. They also make these original mixed berry CBD gummies that have won 4 Healthline Best CBD Gummy Awards, and they're gentle and they have calming effects. They're great for overall wellness and they actually taste good. Natural berry flavor. CBDFX has been doing this since 2014, so they've got it down. Everything is USA made with organic hemp, no GMOs, no pesticides, no harmful chemicals, all verified by third-party lab testing. Whether you want calm, focus, better sleep, or just an overall wellness boost, CBDFX has something for you. Right now, my listeners get 40% off your first order with code ZABE at CBDFX. That's code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo at CBDFX.com. 40% off using my promo code. Feel the difference with CBDFX. Did somebody give you a really great gift last year? Is there a new person in your family or friend group that you want to impress? Does someone in your life deserve an extra special gift this year? Well, that's where Aura Frames comes in. And let me tell you, this is the number one rated gift for a reason. Here's what makes Aura so perfect. You get the frame, and then you can flip those digital assets over all year long. Download the Aura app, connect to Wi-Fi, and then you can add photos from anywhere, anytime. Unlimited photos and videos. Share effortlessly straight from your phone all year long. The frame arrives preloaded in a premium gift box with no price tag. Don't wait. The holidays are now with Aura Frames. For a limited time, save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $35 off their best-selling Carver Matte Frames, named number one by Wirecutter, by using promo code ZABE at checkout. That's AuraFrames.com, promo code ZABE. This deal is exclusive to listeners, and frames sell out fast, so order yours now to get in time for the holidays. Support the show by mentioning us at checkout. Terms and conditions apply. Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs. Look, we all like having something-something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you're putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch and a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the ZabeCast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, guess who your customer service rep is? That's right. Me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. And you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up.
Wait a minute. What is this? It's a Charge Thursday, and this is not Welcome to the Great White North. No, this is the theme to the Mary Tyler Moore Show, and I play it for Charge for one simple reason, and Charge knows it well. Why am I playing this theme for you, Charge?
Because Mary Tyler Moore was based in Minnesota, Minneapolis.
Exactly.
Yes.
This was the best run the Twin Cities got in pop culture in the 70s ever. Put you guys on the map, I dare say.
For sure did. And even though they didn't film it here, we have a statue downtown of Mary Tyler Moore throwing her cap like she does at the end of the montage that you're playing right now.
Exactly.
And so there is a statue of her downtown. Yeah. And by the way, great actress, Mary Tyler Moore.
And a lovely, beautiful woman. She was my type.
For sure. Tall,
many people's type
tall,
as well.
Fun. Yeah, that's called everybody's type. That's right. tall, beautiful, funny. Her heyday was the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Yes.
Right? If you go back one show, that was, I mean, in her prime, she was probably 25 to 30 years old at that point.
Yeah. Sure, sure. A young woman who came from New York, who was finding her way in the Midwest, adjusting as a television news person. But yeah, beautiful. And, you know, if the actual Mary Tyler Moore, because that was the actress's name, if she actually was alive today, you'd have to guide her around downtown Minneapolis and make sure she didn't see parts of it, lest her heart be broken, right?
Well, yeah, it's not what it used to be. It's not right. It's just all right. It's there are other parts. Downtown is mostly pretty safe. It's surrounding parts that have really dropped off, unfortunately. Right.
Well, I don't mean it's not safe. I just mean many American cities are increasingly hollowed out because of remote work. And so the downtowns that were once vibrant are ghost towns.
It has changed so much. I from a commute standpoint, it's great. Like, you head to downtown, it used to be, 40 minutes, now it's 25. That part's great, but what's really killing us, and this is probably boring, but I think this applies to many people, the tax base from our cities has dropped off dramatically because there's all these empty buildings. And so we had a skyscraper that had previously sold for $200 million, and it sold a couple of months ago for $5
million. What? A $5 million skyscraper.
Right.
Less than some homes on lakes in Minnesota.
Yes. Yes. Because nobody even wants the liability, right?
And right. The cost of upkeep and the property. Yes.
Right. So the state doesn't spend any less money. The state only ever spends more money. And now when you don't have them paying these huge amounts of property tax in downtown, it gets shifted to homeowners in the suburbs like me.
The math ain't mathing, as they say. Well, I don't know what we're going to do with a lot of these skyscrapers. What can you convert them into? I guess
condos.
Apartments.
Yeah,
I guess condos. But if there's no jobs downtown, why would one want to live
downtown? Right. And if the vibrancy's gone, right? So now, because there's fewer jobs, there's fewer restaurants, and there's fewer other things downtown. So the appeal, it's a lot less, right? I mean, the whole reason to be down there is you could go bar hopping and then walk to your condo and go out with friends and you have no commute, walk to your job. I did that when I was in my 20s. I lived downtown and it was great.
I love the couple times that we've been with you downtown there to Viking games, and it has been invigorating because the city, to me, it's way larger than small Waukee, and it's downtown. And it's a lot smaller than New York City or Chicago, so it's not as daunting. It's a great size city, if you ask me.
You do not denigrate Milwaukee. I was just downtown Milwaukee a few weeks ago.
I love it. Listen, I'm not denigrating it by calling it small Milwaukee. That's a term that was given to me by a native, by a local.
Mm.
Because I have an apartment in one of the high rises right there in downtown. And I love it, but it's a tiny little vibe of a tiny little downtown area city. And it, too, is kind of a ghost town around the buildings themselves, because people just don't work as much downtown as they once did. So tell me, how was your trip down there to see a concert with your daughter, who goes to MSOE, the Milwaukee School of Engineering, right?
That is correct.
Also known as the most sausage on earth. That was given to me by several MSOE grads because of the male-female ratio.
Well, okay. They have improved. Now, my daughter almost didn't go there because of that.
Because of that phrase?
At the end of the day.
Most sausage on earth?
Not the phrase, just because of the gender disparity. But
that's true of all engineering schools.
If that's where it is, it's most of all engineering schools, it's 1/3 women. That's not that bad, honestly.
It's, I mean,
that's
more than it used to be.
Yes, a lot more than it used to be. Yes, yes. And so it's not that bad. All right. Now, to properly tell this story, you have to give me, I need 2 minutes of run.
That's not a problem.
Can you give me 2 minutes of run?
Full 2 minutes coming in. Go.
2019, my daughter, who then is 13-ish years old, and I have crossover interests in just a handful of bands. One of them is Explosions in the Sky, which you know well, know of anyway. And 2019, we decided to go to a show in Milwaukee for Explosions of the Sky, because the show here in the Twin Cities was 21 and over, so she couldn't go. But the problem was, it was a Wednesday night show during football season. I have to get back Thursday for all my radio duties on Thursdays, of which you're familiar, and including your show, which was my first hit on Thursday morning.
Oh, thank
and
you.
I had to hit, and my daughter needed to get back to school. So Wednesday afternoon, school ends 3 o'clock. We drive to the airport, get on the plane, fly to Milwaukee. We're wheels down by 6. By 7 o'clock, we are in line at the in front of the Pabst Theater to get in. And it's seated. Pabst Theater seated, but it's general admission. So if you're at the front of the line, you're going to be up front for the show. We end up in the second row to see Explosions in the Sky, and it's great. The show's fantastic. You're so close at that point. It's so visceral. And you're just so, you know, you're such a part of what's happening when you're only 8 feet away from the stage.
Can you describe the style of band that they are?
Instrumental, guitar heavy rock that goes quiet and then crescendos to huge, massive sounds and then quiet again. Waves of sound. Love this band.
This
and
is,
by the end
this
of the
is
night,
Disintegration Anxiety. Would you have known
good song.
This?
I absolutely would know this. I like this song quite a bit.
And they don't sing.
No songs, no vocals. And they start their shows by just saying, they come on mic and they say, we're Explosions of the Sky, we're from Texas. And then they play, and they no pause between songs, no banter. They go all the way through, no encore, which
How
I love.
Long?
Encores are bullshit.
Encores are bullshit.
They are. They're total bullshit.
Who hurt you, Church? Who hurt you?
Encores hurt me.
Why are they bullshit?
I want to get home. I want to, because we all know it's not like the louder we are and the more we cheer, they're going to come back begrudgingly. You know, they weren't going to play that one more song, but oh, they loved us so much and we made so much noise and we cheered so loudly. They decided, oh, we'll come back and play one more song. It doesn't work that way. It's all scripted.
But you know where
X number of songs.
I know. Well, you can look up the song list ahead of time.
Yes, you can.
For where they've played in the week, in the previous concert, in the previous city. But that doesn't guarantee that's the same set list you're going to get. Now, I've noticed that what has pretty much ended the encore concept is confetti and stage lights. That the bigger acts at bigger venues, they'll end with their banger, and then it's stage lights, confetti, and then you know it's over.
It's over. The house lights come on.
House lights come on. That's it. It's over. We already shot the confetti. We're good to go.
Yep. Absolutely.
So what's the song from Explosions in the Sky that is just noise at the end? I'm looking at their YouTube page.
Your Hand in Mine is one of their absolute classics, and they oftentimes will end in Your Hand in Mine, which is a great song.
Why is it not one of their top songs?
It should be one of their top. It's got to be one of their top songs.
Well, according to YouTube, in popularity in terms of views, and that's all I'm going by, Disintegration Anxiety 1, The Ecstatics 2, Logic of a Dream, Wilderness.
That's all from one album.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Well, maybe these are our recent ones. Okay, so continue with your story. Yeah. I've interrupted. I've taken up 3 minutes. Let's go ahead and wrap. Yeah, 1 minute to wrap it.
Yeah, and I should not be on the clock now because you've interrupted me.
Well, you already used a minute of your 2 minutes, you claimed.
Yes, so. I did.
You have one more minute. You have one more minute.
So, show ends, and they have this just epic ending to the show that's just huge. And my daughter turns to me and says, "This, Daddy, is the best day of my life." And it was. Zabe, it was. And it was the best day of my life. It was amazing. So show ends. It's about 10:30, 11 o'clock. We walk around the corner to our hotel, set an alarm for 4:30 in the morning, get up, drive to the airport by 5:45. We're on a 6:30 flight out. We land in Minnesota at 7:30. I got her in school by 9, and I'm doing your show. And it was amazing. So then, to fast forward to last week, explosions in the sky, touring, and once they're playing Milwaukee. My daughter's going to school in Milwaukee. So I'm like, perfect. Even though I had just driven from Utah, turned around, got my car, drove another 6 hours to get to Milwaukee.
Savage.
And saw the same band. It's a similar venue. It wasn't quite the same venue. It was close. It was Turner Hall downtown. Great venue. Fantastic. 100-year-old venue, I would guess.
Yeah.
Amazing thing. When we had seen them the first time, there was a daughter mother combo sitting right in front of us, and we had chatted with her because we were there early and we were chatting with them a lot, and they were at this show too, and it was great, and this show was awesome. And on the last song, she puts her head on my shoulder and we just sort of rocked to the music back and forth, and it was glorious.
Dude, that's awesome. Yeah. Very nice. And then she turned to you and said, Dad, I need more money. Which was not quite the same as this is the greatest day of my life, but she's in college, and that's what college kids do.
Need money.
Well, good for you. So the NFL draft is coming up. You're not coming to Green Bay for it, I trust. But don't worry, it's going to be on television, I hear. So that's nice. And the Minnesota Vikings, your team, is on the clock at what position?
One after the Packers, 24.
Okay.
Your Packers are 23. I will be at U.S. Bank Stadium for the official Vikings draft party.
Nice.
This is like, I don't know, 15 straight years of doing this.
This is with KFAN.
With KFAN. Formerly with the Metrodome. That was not as good. So we're on the Packers are in position to snipe the Vikings.
Mm. Who do you think we might snipe that you're looking at? Who are you looking at? Who you shopping
cornerback,
for?
Cornerback. Oh, hey, whoa.
We need corners. Don't you get remember, Mom?
Uh-huh. You do need corners. Course, so do we, by the way.
Well, of course, we're sitting on an all-pro corner who wants out and hasn't talked to the team in a while in Jair Alexander. So that's a bit of unfinished business right there.
Is there any way, you and I talked about this like 2 months ago, is there any way they keep him there? They're just like sunk costs. Nobody's going to trade for him.
I don't know. I don't know what at this point is going to happen. I mean, he doesn't really want to play for him, that's for sure. And yet, you know, he's going to cost a lot of money. And they're just presuming he's not going to play. Who knows what they're going to do with him. But they've kind of run his stock down to zero, even though he'll play several more years and play well in the league. I look at it like Patrick Peterson. Remember when Patrick Peterson left you guys to go to the Cardinals?
Uh-huh.
I mean, he still had a lot in you. Or no, the other way around.
He started at the Cardinals and then came to us.
Right.
Yes. And then he played for a couple more years other places. But he was, you know, he was on his last legs here.
Was he?
Mostly cooked. Yeah. Good guy, too, by the way. Had him on the radio a bunch. He's great.
Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah. So anyway, the draft is coming up. And I saw a story from Albert Breer that said, basically, Rodgers pitched to your guys, the Vikes, a 1 year, let's make a run for it, cannonball run, and I'll mentor J.J. McCarthy, and your Vikings said, Nah.
I believe that is absolutely true. There was never their side pitched it. They wanted to, at minimum, make the Vikings a viable contender to help raise the value of any future contract he could get multiple suitors going, whatever.
Value. Vikings are not. He's still angling for more fucking money at this point.
Well, this is also a month. You know, this happened over a month ago, right?
But just find a team that will put up with you.
I know that, which is, there's a lot of truth to that.
I can't believe money is still such a motivation. Like, oh, we got to get a market going. We got to have one team bidding off another. Have you seen how much fucking money he's made?
Oh, God. More than he can spend. More than his kids need.
We don't have no kids. He ain't going to have no kids.
I don't know.
Do you really think Rodgers at this point at 40 is going to find a woman, settle down, and have a family. Is there a comp? Is there a comp?
Well,
to that?
Okay, let's start. Let's start.
Is
let's
there an start, athletic? Is there an athletic comp to this? Oh, by the way, can you think of another Hall of Fame athlete, unmarried, undivorced, no kids out of wedlock, past the age of 40, who then finds a woman, then has kids, and has a normal Ward Cleaver life?
Well, for that matter, you could have just stopped at the first part of it. How many get to 40 and don't have a family and don't have kids? That part's rare. Right. Never married, not divorced. That part alone is rare, let alone then later flips. Now, there have always been the suggestions out there that Rodgers is gay.
Gay?
I don't think it's
Troy.
True, but
now,
I
maybe
don't
Troy
know.
Aikman's
maybe.
The comp. When did Troy Aikman get married, and does Troy Aikman have kids?
I'm going to go yes and yes. I assume both are.
Okay. He was married twice. Aikman was married in 2000 to one Rhonda Worthy, according to that. And then he also was married to Catherine Mooty, and he got divorced from her in 2023. Men's Journal.
That's recently.
Yeah, Men's Journal.
I had no idea.
Troy Aikman hit rock bottom after failure of second marriage.
What? How come this never really hit any kind of national news of any kind? Isn't that weird?
Aikman has two daughters with the first wife, Ms. Worthy, who was a publicist for the Cowboys. So he did that whole thing, and I don't believe had kids with wifey number
so that two. And if they divorced in 2000, that means he's off the 18-year plan.
What's the 18-year plan?
That's your child support.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, anyway, it's none of our business. Would you have preferred Rodgers for a 1-year insurance policy mentor situation?
Hell no. I'm ready to roll the dice on JJ McCarthy. I don't want him here. I don't want El Lazard. I don't want Randall Cobb. I don't want the media circus.
Hopefully they would have said, look, if we sign you, we ain't fucking bringing your friends.
No kidding.
And you're gonna fall in line if we say mini camps these dates, we expect to see you. You're gonna be here, not in Egypt.
So
Because that's where he was last year, allegedly, when the Jets were having their mini camps. So
the odds of wringing one final good season out of Aaron Rodgers is lower than the odds of JJ McCarthy being a good quarterback. So you may as well invest in your kid.
Okay, but McCarthy has to be both good and healthy. That's two rolls of the dice guys are going to take.
Right now, if he's not healthy, if something happens, if JJ McCarthy loses a leg in a thresher accident today,
God forbid.
We'll go sign Aaron Rodgers. Now, this is all Aaron Rodgers has got left is to wait for the injury to come around to some starting quarterback on a team that thinks it's a contender. That's his last card that he's got left to play, and we would take him then.
So Rodgers may put himself in the glass box with the saying, break in case of emergency.
That's the only lever he's got left.
Okay.
When the Steelers take a quarterback in this draft, then he's officially cooked.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see about that.
Did you know that your calendar age does not always match how old your body truly is? Your biological age and the age of your cells and organs is the number one predictor of your risk for serious diseases. That's why I ordered the True Age test from True Diagnostic. With just a simple at-home finger prick, you can uncover your true biological age and get personalized insights. No doctor visits, no labs. Look, I'll be honest, when I learned that if your biological age is just 5 years older than your actual age, your disease risk can jump 30 to 50%. I got a little bit nervous. I mean, I'm the guy who thinks ketchup counts as a vegetable. But up to 90% of biological aging is driven by lifestyle. The way we eat, move, sleep, and manage stress has a massive impact on how fast our bodies age. True Diagnostic gives you a personalized report with science-backed steps to actually slow down aging. I'm kind of dreading what my results might say, but I am curious. Maybe this will finally be the wake-up call that gets me and you back on track. The test is super easy. Send in your sample using the prepaid mailer, and in 2 to 3 weeks, you get your detailed report. If you care about protecting your health and want to find out what your real age is, head over to TrueDiagnostic.com and use my code ZABE to get 20% off your entire order or subscription. TrueDiagnostic.com, promo code ZABE at checkout to get 20% off. Your future self will thank you.
Free is a zero-tobacco nicotine pouch designed for people who want a simple, hassle-free way to enjoy nicotine without smoke, vapor, or the smell. Everything about Free is engineered for ease, fast flavor, fast effect, and fast delivery straight to your door. The strength range goes from 3 milligrams all the way up to 15 milligrams, so whether you're looking for something on the lighter side or you want maximum strength, they've got you covered. Flavors, mint, wintergreen, watermelon, which is new, plus lush, sweet, and original. Enough variety that picking a flavor feels like picking a mood. Available in single tins, mega packs, and bundles for those who like to commit. The pouches come pre-primed, so flavor and effect hit instantly. No waiting around. They're soft, flexible, sit comfortably, and the whole setup is discreet. Compact tins, zero smoke, zero vapor, perfect for meetings, commutes, or just getting through the day. You can get your instant delivery straight to your door or pick them up whenever you normally get your nicotine. Right now, my listeners can get 20% off their order at freepouch.com. That's F-R-E pouch.com with promo code LISTEN20. That's freepouch.com, F-R-E pouch.com, and use promo code LISTEN20 to get 20% off today. F-R-E, free, strength you can count on. The holidays are here, and if you've got names on your list that are impossible to buy for, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts that you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last-minute. I found something perfect for any football fan in your life, the New York Times custom football book. You pick your favorite NFL team and they create a custom book with actual front page coverage from the Times going all the way back to that team's early years. We're talking historic games, championships, legendary moments, over 90 pages of real newspaper history. Talk about a gift that will blow them away. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, sports fans, foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. And with every purchase you make, they give $1 back to nonprofit partners of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zabe. That's uncommongoods.com/Charlie Zulu Alpha Bravo Echo for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary. Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At MyBookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at MyBookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code ZABE. And get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag. Let's go to topic number two. Could you file your own taxes if you tried?
How much time? Now, are we factoring time into this? I mean, like, I'm a busy person.
Right.
I could I do it if that's all I needed to do? Of course, I could. And I might not even get it right, but I could try.
Getting it right is part of the whole thing. Could you do it and get it right, do you think? It is so complicated for anyone that I think is over 30 years old and actually has some other income from various things, whether it's a side hustle here or investment accounts there or a bunch of other stuff going on. Like, taxes stopped being simple, I think, once you got out of your 20s. In my opinion.
Oh yeah. Once you get off the form, the 1099 EZ, it gets very complicated. Now, are you by chance motivated by the fact that it's April 15th and or the Donald Rumsfeld letter to the IRS?
No, I remember that letter was one of the all time classics.
Oh, it's great. I'm going to paraphrase it for your listeners from Donald Rumsfeld. And he's at the time, he might've been, Secretary of Defense.
I've got it here if you want it.
You do. Oh, perfect. Right, then I'll have to try to paraphrase it. It's
dear
so good.
Sir or Madam, I have sent in our federal income tax and our gift tax returns for 2013. As in prior years, it is important for you to know that I have absolutely no idea whether our tax returns and our tax payments are accurate. I say that despite the fact that I'm a college graduate and I try hard to make sure our tax returns are accurate. The tax code is so complex and the forms are so complicated that I know that I cannot have any confidence that I know what is being requested and therefore cannot and do not know and suspect a great many Americans cannot know whether or not their tax returns are accurate. As in past years, I've spent more money than I wanted to spend to hire an accounting firm to prepare our tax returns, and I believe they are well qualified. This note is to alert you folks that I know that I do not know whether or not my tax returns are accurate, which is a sad commentary on governance in our nation's capital.
So good. So good. And it's 100% right. I don't care where you fall on the political spectrum. It is absurd that we all pay the IRS an amount of money that we don't know is right. The only ones who apparently know what we're supposed to pay is them, and they won't tell us.
Yes.
We don't know. We're all guessing.
Because they want a piece of everything. And now what really steams my ass is this eBay requirement. eBay now sends out a 1099. Are you aware of this?
No.
Because they're like, oh, shit, people are running their business on eBay, and we don't know if they're reporting that income accurately. Guess what? We're going to compel eBay to 1099 people, anyone who's made more than $600 in the past year. Here's the fucking problem. I didn't make $6,000 on eBay this year. I sold $6,000 worth of cameras I'd already bought.
Right. You've already paid for it once. You've already paid taxes on that camera one time. Yes.
And to my knowledge, there's no way to prove or exempt myself from the IRS from that $6,000, which I owe taxes on. How dare I sell my existing Sony cameras to someone else and not report that cut to Uncle Sam?
Absurd, because you've already paid taxes on it, and the income with which you used to buy the Sony camera to begin with.
Outrageous.
Which is, and you can't, you're right, unlike say a gambling gain, you can offset that with losses. There's no loss on eBay. You don't lose money selling something, so you can't offset it with some bid gone wrong on eBay.
And the richer people and the bigger you are financially, the more you're allowed to legally cheat on your taxes by playing all these games and offshore, onshore, this, that, projected losses, bring it forward, investment, depreciation, I mean, it's just fucking crazy. But it'll never be simplified, not in my lifetime, because simple means carnage. And it means carnage to the industries that exist to carve out their niche in the tax code. So
that's right.
To simplify would wipe out so many preferred status things, starting with the home mortgage interest deduction, which is extremely popular with middle America that owns property.
despite, you know, it, listen, we're going to end up talking about a flat tax and people turn off this podcast, but the flat tax would be just
be fantastic.
God, it'd be so great. If everybody, no loopholes for anybody, no matter what, you know, no matter how powerful you are, whatever, you know, loopholes, because you're right. The rich can find all the loopholes and they can shelter their money and they can pay less than middle Americans who don't have those levers to pull.
Do you remember Steve Forbes? Steve Forbes 20 years ago threw his hat in the ring and he ran specifically on the GOP ticket for a flat tax.
He did.
Steve Forbes got nowhere. Plus, he looked like a dumb, floofy, loser, nerd guy. Politics is so much about optics and image and the vibe of a candidate gives. And he gave he looked like Andrew Jackson had crawled off the $20 bill.
Someday, you and I need to talk about Ross Perot. That guy is amazing. The rest of his story that nobody knows,
It's a
Hedy Lamarr coming your way boogaloo. One of these days. Yep.
Also,
one of these days.
Also, you remember Herman Cain, rest in peace, the 999 plan?
No, I remember Herman Cain, but not that plan.
Oh, yeah, that was the centerpiece. He said 999 was 9% payroll tax, or 9% personal income, 9% sales, and 9% corporate. And federal sales only, so no state tax.
Oh, man.
Herman Cain also went fucking nowhere as a candidate. Right. So let that be a lesson.
You would think that would resonate with everybody, but apparently those are loser topics. Remember when Walter Mondale ran to say he was going to lower the deficit. Nobody cares.
Yeah. It's all abstract to people. They think there's no consequences. And so far there hasn't been any really bad consequences, but eventually economics is not fake. It'll catch up to you and then you become Venezuela. So we don't want to do that. Let's go to cut three, and that is, what three things in sports do you miss so badly it almost hurts? I've got three, and I'm going to roll them out, and you can think about yours.
If you
can get three, that's fine. If not, I know I just caught you off a conference call. But number three, I miss so badly an NBA that was full of grown fucking men. The NBA of, well, I'm serious, the NBA of the 80s, of course, it was different in many, many, many ways, and those many ways that it was different are talked about all the time nowadays. But one area that nobody wants to talk about is that there were grown men that played in that league. And when I say grown men, they might have only been 24, 25, 26, but they acted like men. And they behaved like men, and they treated their job like men, and they were not overgrown fucking children like Ja Morant or your boy, Ant Edwards, with his baby mama drama, which I'm sure has been talked about quite a bit up there in the Twin Cities. So that's number three. Mostly
we don't talk about the kids and the stuff like that as much.
Nobody wants to touch that, huh? I mean, that was a pretty big one. He's like, I just want to pay for all of my child support for all 18 years right now. He's like, where's the buy it now button like on eBay? Sir, it doesn't work that way.
It's kind of smart.
It is kind of smart, but many people were saying, well, you know, you got to be involved in the kid's life to some degree. You shouldn't be a completely absent parent. And his stance was, well, I told the woman, don't want it, should get an abortion. I had no choice in that. Her body, her choice, she had the kid. So now I'm going to have to pay for it, but it doesn't mean I'm going to be a dad. I kind of see his argument, but then I also kind of see the other side. Anyway, so number three is I just wish the NBA had grown men. They're overgrown children who are making way too much fucking money. Number two. As the NBA playoffs are about to start. Number two, things I miss in sports so much it hurts. Paper tickets to games.
Oh, great one. Great one.
You know, was there that relief of knowing they're in my pocket. I got them. Sure, there was occasional inconvenience. Oh, shit, I want to go to the game tomorrow. Well, the tickets are at my house, so you got to drive 30 minutes over here. You want to do that?
Right.
Okay, I'll give them to somebody. Right. That was a minor inconvenience to the security and the good feeling of, I got them right here. Also, paper tickets avoided the prying and manipulative eyes of the leagues and the teams themselves, who would restrict, who now have restricted all kinds of activity with the tickets that you have come into rightful possession of.
So, what do you mean by that? Explain.
Well, in terms of reselling them.
Oh.
You know, it's trickier now to resell because everything has to be lateraled digitally. You have to say, well, you need the MLB app. Okay, do you have an account with them? Well, you have to log on and then give me your email and I'll send it to you. Then you log in and then you get them. Did you accept them? Oh, you didn't accept them. Well, you have to hit accept. Okay, what do you mean, where are the tickets? Oh, they're in the app. Okay, sure. Do you want to put them into your wallet on your phone? Yeah, well, you can press add to Apple Wallet. Oh, you have an Android. Never mind. Okay. And on and on and on and on.
And the MLB, when you bought your tickets to the MLB app, they charged you a convenience fee of, yes, you know, whatever, $30. And now when you go to resell on the MLB app, they're going to charge you another convenience fee on top of the one that you already paid to acquire them the first time. As the seller, you're going to pay again, and then the buyer's going to pay another convenience fee on top of that.
Yeah. Ugh. And the number one thing I miss so badly in sports, it hurts. And I know it exists on the app, but I'm not going to pay for it. NFL primetime on ESPN.
Oh.
One glorious hour of Boomer and TJ, Bill Pedo, and the music and the highlights, the thick highlight cuts. We're talking 11, 12 play highlight cuts per game that included some highlights that were not highlights per se. They were critical plays, a penalty here, a fumble there, that helped tell the story of, well, what happened in this game? I know they do a version of it now on ESPN Plus. I ain't paying for that shit.
What that show, Primetime, was so critical to fantasy players because back then, 90s, 80s, you didn't have access to the box scores until the next day when the paper showed up.
Right.
So as you're trying to tabulate your fantasy games, you're trying to find all the touchdowns, and you're hoping that they account for every touchdown in the recap. And usually they didn't do all of them. They do some of them. And so you're like, oh, God, there's this missing touchdown. You know, oh, the Rams have a missing touchdown. Oh, man, I really need it to be. Is a guy from the time, Eric Dickerson, I don't know, whoever. I really need it to be Henry Ellard. And you just get up the next morning, run out to the newspaper, open it up, go to the box score. Oh, thank God it was Henry Ellard.
That's so funny. All right, so what do you miss badly?
All right, here's
sports?
What I got. Here's my quick answer to this. Number one, formal wear. Two places. One, on coaches. I want to go back to the days when the coaches wore suits and ties on the sidelines, whether it was basketball, football, whatever sport you want. Hockey still does. I don't like it when the coaches look like schlubs, but they all are required to. The NFL does it, the NBA does it, because they want to push their gear and they want the coaches in the gear. I like the old days, suits, ties on the coaches.
Do you remember? I agree. Do you remember the last coach to try to wear a suit in honor of his father?
Mike Nolan.
Yeah, with the Niners. And the NFL said, we don't sell suits at NFLshop.com, so...
You got it.
How about no?
That's it. You got it. That's exactly
that
right.
That
was the end of that. Yeah. And here's the other part with the formal wear. I saw this photo recently of a hockey game. It's a still shot from the blue line looking at a goalie. And this is before goalies had masks, of course. It's black and white. Everybody in the stands, suit, tie, jacket, some still wearing hats, some had the hats off. It's just now we all dress it. You know, you can't wear flip-flops, shorts, and a jersey. Like, you can't go any more casual than we go to games than we do now.
By the way, apparently Nolan got away with wearing a suit. I'm looking online here. He got away with wearing it because he had Reebok actually make it. And Reebok was the official partner. So he apparently
Reebok doesn't make suits,
well,
but okay.
But he apparently got around the loophole because I'm looking at a bunch of photos of Mike Nolan wearing a suit on the sideline. Okay, not a good coach, by the way.
All right, next. Number two. No, I'm not a great coach, but I respected that part.
Yes.
Enough that I remembered who he was. Next, baseball, complete games.
Ooh.
Back in ye olden days, pitchers I know you're not going to believe me when I tell you this. They would pitch all nine innings, Zabe.
Sometimes more. I remember a fella for your Twins who famously went beyond nine innings in a pretty important game.
That would be Jack Morris in game 7 of the 1991 World Series.
How many innings did he go?
He went out for the 10th inning. He went out for the 10th inning.
And how did it end up?
Unfathomable. The Twins won the whole
thing. They won the World Series. And the manager, who is Jim LaFever, right?
Tom Kelly.
Tom Kelly, okay. Tom Kelly said he never for once thought we better bring in our closer because nobody paid millions and millions of dollars for a closer because those guys are very fickle. They're like, I got Jack fucking Morris. I'm good. Oh, but his pitch count is up. I can give a fuck. Look at the guy. Horse.
Yeah.
He'll get us out of this. And he did.
I don't care what the metrics and the analytics say. And, you know, here comes a lefty, whatever. It didn't matter. And we had, by the way, had a good closer. That it was either Reardon or Blylock.
That's
Reardon,
right. You did have a good closer.
We had a good closer, but it didn't matter. You rode your guy. I miss that in baseball.
Yeah.
One
more.
Oh, last one. I get last one. It's not that long ago. I watched a full Viking game from the 70s. And what I miss is the lack of ads, sponsors, and intrusion. They took one commercial break in the middle of the quarter and another one at the end of the quarter. There wasn't signage everywhere. It was glorious to just see uninterrupted football.
Simpler time, to be sure.
This is where the yep.
Well, those days are gone. Instead, we're facing things like researchers believe AI is this close, Charge, and I'm holding my fingers really close together, this close, they think, to actually deciphering dolphin language.
Oh, my God.
So that we will soon be able to know what they're actually saying based on
We're not going to take it well when it turns out they're a lot smarter than us.
I mean, what if they're talking all kinds of shit about us? I mean, I'm not so sure this is a good idea, but we are living in strange and exciting times. Charge, wonderful, beautiful story about your daughter. I hope she's thriving there at MSOE and that she's going to grow up to build all kinds of cool stuff with her engineering degree.
Well, actuarial degree, probably not, but that's okay.
Well, you know what? Engineering,
as long as she's happy.
Engineering projects also need actuaries.
Actuaries, that's right.
Who say, yeah, we could build it. But if it falls, we're fucked.
That's right.
All right, Charge. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks,
buddy.
Bye-bye.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At MyBookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at MyBookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny-come-latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie. I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules, you name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at MyBookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code ZABE. And get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with MyBookie.ag.